Hello, my dear listeners. My name is Kishore Ganesh, and in this episode of the Vocal About Visuals podcast, I'll be reviewing Arun Madheswaran's brand new period action epic, Captain Miller, starring Dhanush, Shivraj Kumar, Priyanka Arulmohan, Aditi Balan, Sandeep Kishan, Jay Prakash, John Kokan, Nivedita Satish, Kali Venkat, Ilanko Kumaravel, Vinod Kishan, and a ton of others. And of course, with the new year with us, I do want to wish everybody listening to this podcast a very, very happy new year. And I hope all your dreams and wishes come true and you're surrounded by positivity, joy, and prosperity. I watched Captain Miller with just 3 hours of sleep post a night shift. And let me just say, if a movie held my attention and entertained me throughout its runtime in that state, then that's a good movie. Nay, it has the potential to be great. But let's see how that thought matures in my head first. Arun Madheswaran has pulled off a period action epic for the ages, and it is riveting. It straddles so many issues effortlessly and seamlessly. We have social evils, enslavement of people by caste and by race, different ideologies, capitalism and communism, and different groups of people, the villagers, the royal family, the freedom fighters, the dacoits, the communists, and so on. All these things are blended perfectly. So much is said, no, rather shown, and not once does it feel overwhelming. Masterful writing by Madheswaran and Madan Karki, who has contributed to the screenplay. He has built this world into which he has invited stellar actors like Dhanush, Jay Prakash, Kali Venkat, Ilanko Kumaravel, Nivedita Satish and John Kokan to play, and they deliver. There are no bad performances, and in fact there are several memorable ones, and for a sprawling epic we need such performances. G.V. Prakash Kumar's songs and background score are a particular standout in a movie that is already dealing with superlatives in so many other departments. The cinematography by Siddhartha Nooni captures all the skin tones on display splendidly, and the action sequences are very stylishly shot, but not so stylish that the emotion or the soul goes out of it. The editing by Naguran Ramachandran is seamless. Chef's kiss here. Of course, with so many superlatives, there are a few things that did stick out, and these are very minor gripes. Starting off with the weapons. A large portion of the weaponry fits the period, but there are quite a few that are very stylish and modern. When you are cocking pistols in a cool manner, that does take us, the audience, out of the period a bit. And this also extends to some of the other props, like shades and bikes. But hey, if Madheswaran is going for his own take on revisionist history, where, yes, modern Triumph bikes, shades and guns were there in the pre-independence era, then sure, I will go along with it, because these things do add a lot of cool cachet to the film, even if they do pull you out of that period. This movie, of course, is the first part of three, so there is a lot more of this universe to be enjoyed. The majority of the heavy hitters with Shivraj Kumar, Sandeep and Vinod Kishan and Aditi Balan are yet to get unleashed, and I, for one, can't wait. This is the pan-Indian movie that needs to get celebrated, and loudly at that. Let's hope it gets all the good things that it deserves. Once again, my name is Kishore Ganesh. This is the Vocal About Visuals podcast, and thank you, my dear listeners, for your time and for listening. Please do give this podcast a follow on your preferred podcast platforms and on YouTube. And finally, here is me wishing you and yours a very, very, very happy 2024.